Miss MEVE, last name, first name, Martha Sue, MARTHASUE, 92063. This is a 52-year-old woman, married 38 years, has four children. She's a bus driver here in town. She does smoke, but she doesn't drink alcohol, period. She comes in complaining of right wrist pain. Her pain goes back to May of 2022, where she had a joint replaced in her right thumb, and ever since then, she's had some pain. Finally, period, the pain finally went away. Then recently somebody squeezed her hand too hard and the pain has come back. The pain goes up the arm and she's concerned that she may have a blockage in her vessels. And that's the main reason she's here today. Period. Niperga family history is positive for heart disease, non-Hodgkin's cancer, and colon cancer in grandparents. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy just done up to date, mammogram just done up to date. Surgery, she's had joint surgery May of 2022, right wrist, stent placed in her heart times two, cholecystectomy, appendectomy. Issues, medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, patient's A1C 6.4, medication, metoprolol, Crestor, Plavix, Synthroid, Januvia, Jardiance. Immunization is up to date per COVID, 97%, 98.2, 16, 60, 146 over 76. Patient is in no distress. Heart positive, home positive, risk to lungs, fear, bronchi, abdomen is soft. TMs are clear. Skin shows the right shoulder mucosa with lesion, logical non-focal. Patient has bilateral pulses in her arm. As far as the arm pain is concerned, she has good range of motion in the thumb where she had the replacement. The pain does go up the arm. She does have some pain over the scapular region on the right side as well. She does a lot of movement with her right arm to open and close the bus door. It is a school bus and it's a manual door, period. Patient has a lot of spasm in that area, period. In the paragraph, we're going to give her some Relafan and treat her with some Flexeril. In the paragraph, see the medications prescribed. Next number, never stop Plavix. Next number. On the ultrasound, she has excellent blood flow, no evidence of circulatory issue. Next number, cannot rule out neuropathy, but most likely it's a suprascapular nerve entrapment that's causing her pain. Next number, on the ultrasound also, she had her right over and right tube removed. Next number, she does have a fatty liver per and her gallbladder is gone on the abdominal ultrasound. Next number is her heart looks okay with the ejection fraction of 55%. Next number, she doesn't have any extensive valvular disturbances. Next number, her regurgitation and or stenosis. Next number, to come back next week if she's not better. Would you give her Flexeril and Relafan? And also, she's going to get a Medrol since her diabetes is under control to help with the symptoms. Next number, may need further evaluation and or EMG studies of the arm if this continues. But once again, I suspect this is a suprascapular region with the tightness she's experiencing over the scapula on the right side. And next number, A1C is controlled. Next number, she does get blood work on a regular basis. Next number's maintenance exam is up to date. And the patient will be seen next week for evaluation, if not improved. Oh, by the way, she's allergic to codeine. Put that in there. And then under social, put that last period was 40 years ago. Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
All right.